We all have the thing where you're watching a video and then it just populates the next video.
The algo goes ahead and populates,
And you don't really know what's coming.
No.
But when it pops up there, sometimes you click on it.
Yeah.
Well, Buck was showing me a video of Conor McGregor today. And the next, and I didn't care for it.
It's kind of an odd share.
It was, but whatever. The next video that popped up.
Well, he's going to be the next Prime Minister of Ireland or something, so.
So he was showing me that, and I watched it, and I set his phone down. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then William Hung popped up.
Oh, she bangs.
Yeah.
The one and only.
She bangs.
Is he still out there?
Yeah. Well, okay, so William Hung pops up, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's William Hung. Click on that. And here is what that video was.
Hey, everyone. This is William Hung from American Idol. And here is a song for you. We will fight, fight, fight for Iowa State and make her colors ever fly. Yes, we'll fight, fight, fight for Iowa State with the will to do or die. Rah, 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 love stands forever true. We will fight that battle through. And when we hit the line, we'll hit it hard every yard for ISU. Beat the Hawkeyes.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah. Has anyone done more with less than William Hung?
So he's on Cameo, so somebody ordered that from him.
$30.
$30?
There you go.
$30.
Now, do we think an Iowa State fan or an Iowa fan ordered that?
Well, Iowa State. I mean,
unless you feel like that disgraces your song.
Come on.
Yeah, it might have been an Iowa guy. I don't know. But that, I just thought that was delightful.
$30 to get William Hung to sing your fight song?
Yeah. And it sounded like he was playing the fight song off of like a jam box in the background.
Is it wrong of me that I now kind of want to hear him sing Rise and Shout?
What's Rise? Oh, the...
That's the BYU. Yeah. Rise and Shout,
well,
the Cougars.
For $30, you can.
He probably has.
For $30. You know. Yeah, can I just scour the internet to find out if William Hung has sung the BYU fight song?
Why does your mic keep cutting out?
I don't know, but I don't... Is it working now?
Yeah, it is, but then you move it and then it stops.
Uh-oh. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Call engineering.
Quit wiggling.
At least we have engineering.
That's true.
Well, not
when
you do that.
We have two engineers. Yeah, you keep losing.
I don't know what to do.
Don't touch it!
Anyway.
Stop fiddling.
You're for sure.
That ought to work.
You're just trying to pull a Jalen Carter and go home early.
That's right. Well, my mic doesn't work. Nothing I can do now.
He looks exactly the same.
What? He does not.
He does.
He's fat as hell.
He looks a little puffier than he used
to be.
Well,
he's a little puffier, but he looks the same age.
Dude, you need to look at William Hung from American Idol. He's gained like 50 pounds.
Well, like I said, he's a little... Yeah, I mean, I can see it in the
cheeks.
Great
skin, though.
But he looks the same age.
You know, the Asians, they don't age. The Asians have like a weird thing. My gal talks about this quite a bit. They don't age for like 70 years and then it just like...
And then all of a sudden they're 95.
Yeah, you become a peanut. It's just... So, my gal talks about it all the time because she looks great. Everyone always thinks she's like 10 years younger than she is. And I'm like, at what age am I just going to wake up next to you and be like, ah, and she's like, oh, I can't wait for that. Like you get like a hump, you get slunched over and you become an old lady working at a grocery store. It's the way it works. It's like some sort of Faustian deal with the devil.
So we've got some injury news real quick before we get to the real in the news. One is Mekhi Becton said, so he's the offensive lineman for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And we do have football tonight. We got Chargers Chiefs.
Half hour away.
Yeah, 30 minutes. Which, by the way, what is the local time there in Brazil? Are they playing that like late at night there?
I'll look and see what time it is.
Well, it's at least East Coast time, if not.
Right now, they are 4 hours ahead of us.
Okay, so they're playing that at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Hey, the Brazil people are a festive people.
Yeah, they probably just woke up from there.
They'll stay up and party.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, anyway, Mekhi Becton is the big offensive lineman for the Chargers, and he ate some bad rice and beans.
Oh,
and he's hospitalized.
Whoa.
They showed a picture, or he posted a picture. He's like, "Don't eat the rice and beans in Brazil."
Oh boy.
And with a couple barfing emojis.
Yeah.
Well, this is somewhat problematic, too, because, they are down already their best offensive lineman, Rashawn Slater.
Yeah.
And now you've lost Becton as well. But he's in the hospital, man. Some rice and beans?
Well, they say he's questionable. He was. Yeah. I think he's out, but he ate something bad.
He gets some IVs, and you think it really was rice and beans?
I found the problem.
There you are. What is happening?
See that right there?
Yeah. Are you frayed?
Are those exposed wires?
I do believe those are exposed wires.
What? I thought this studio was new.
The frayed ends of sanity. Well, it probably didn't help that you were over there beating the mic.
Don't blame me for that.
I am
an Odyssey station.
You manhandling that with your monkey paws over there. You're manhandling the mic.
Great radio.
Mic. This is going to go well.
Well, anyway.
IT!
Anyway, Becton, they're saying is questionable.
Yeah.
And then Christian McCaffrey is questionable.
I'll tell you right now, if you are a Niners
fan, I don't like it.
You are just waiting. I mean, if I told you right now you had to place, you know, I'll give you even money. He blows the Achilles this year. He doesn't. Are you taking he doesn't?
No, I'm taking he does.
Yeah. Dude, this is
That's
now
the
this,
smart money.
It's this, an even money bet.
This calf has gone on now for over a year.
Kept him out the first 8 weeks of last season. Same thing.
And then he played like a couple games and then they shut him down.
Yep.
And all offseason we've heard he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. And now we're getting ready and he didn't practice today. So it may be something minor, but he didn't practice. Dude, I am just waiting for that thing to just explode.
Or and he just doesn't come back.
You know,
I don't
it's know. Coming. You know it's coming. We have now been conditioned. When you there is no scarier thing for a fantasy football owner to hear, sore calf. You just know it.
Well,
Tyrese Halliburton, right? He's dealing with a calf. Is he?
Kevin Durant
dealing with a calf. Is he?
Don't the smart fantasy owners avoid Christian McCaffrey for this very reason?
I would think so.
Yes,
but if you're a Niner fan, I mean, Brian Robbins,
Isaac Garendo ain't filling that gap.
Well, and there go the exciting whites. I mean, you're cooked at that point. I mean, it's not good. That is just, and maybe this is all being overblown and Christian McCaffrey's going to be fine.
He
but
says it's nothing major.
Of course.
That's what he said.
He said it was nothing major last year when he missed 8 weeks. How old is Christian, by the way? Let's take a look. Christian McCaffrey.
What channel's that NFL game on tonight?
It's on YouTube and YouTube TV.
Oh. Christian McCaffrey is 29 years old.
And what's the death age for a running back in the
NFL?
You
are 1 year away from hitting that 3-0 where you're like, yeah. And he's also a guy. And I know when Christian McCaffrey is healthy, dude, that guy is he's the balls. He is so good. But he's also a guy that throughout the course of his career, and it's the reason he's not in Carolina anymore, has dealt with injuries. And now all of a sudden we're like, well, he couldn't possibly get hurt again. Yes, he could.
Someone needs to do an expose on why Niner players get hurt so much.
There is something.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. They are a mash unit. And the years that they're not, they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, for a while, they kept, like, they had a GM who, like Trent Baalke, who liked to get, he thought he could get better value on guys that were coming off of injuries. So he was always getting guys who'd had injury history. But now it feels like they just like guys that are old, and old guys get hurt.
Well,
he has played in his career, he has played 5 healthy seasons. And he has had 5 massively shortened seasons. Like at this point, it's just flip a coin. Flip a coin if you're Christian. And I don't know if you know this, but as you get older, it no longer becomes a coin flip. You don't magically hit 30, 31, and they're like, hey, I'm.
Is he the Anthony Davis of the NFL?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
That's a good call.
That is a good call. When healthy, as good as anyone that plays.
Christian Street Clothes McCaffrey.
You just can't. You can't count on him.
Well, tune in on Sunday right here on The Fan to find out if he plays. Seahawks, Niners.
Big game.
Big one.
In the news is coming up next. Have you ever heard of Crawl Space Chic?
Crawl Space Chic?
Yeah, man.
No, but I'm interested.
I don't want... There's nothing good that has ever happened in a crawl space. See John Wayne Gacy.
That's not true. I love my crawl space.
No, you don't.
I do.
You hang out in there?
Sometimes. And I've thought about renting it out.
Dude, that is...
Listen, I'll explain next. Okay,
yeah, it's called the sex dungeon.
And by the way, I'm gonna go find engineering. Make sure I don't shock my balls off here.
Exposed wires.
In the news segment is next. Here's Buck.